Have you ever been in a place where you have this sense that God wants you to go in this direction and you try and do that? You try to follow him in the direction you believe he's calling you, but something's blocking your way. It's incredibly frustrating and confusing. Hang on, I thought that God wanted me to do this. In fact, I'm absolutely certain of it. But now all of a sudden, I can't go there. The way is blocked. Did I hear God correctly? Am I running ahead of him? Am I going in the wrong direction? Or is God just toying with me and testing me maybe? It's definitely confusing and discouraging. And what it tends to do is rattle your faith. I've been there too. On more than one occasion, I've been absolutely convinced that God wanted me to go in that direction. But try as I might, I just couldn't make it happen. It was a good thing too, this thing that God had called me to, but then all of a sudden, it didn't happen. What in the blazes is going on? Well, one of the things that happens is that sometimes it's Satan blocking your way. Shocked? Well, it happened to the Apostle Paul. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. Brothers and sisters, we were separated from you for a short time, but even though we were not there, our thoughts were still with you. We wanted very much to see you, and we tried very hard to do this. Yes, we wanted to come to you. I, Paul, tried more than once to come, but Satan stopped us. So Paul has this heart for the church in Thessalonica. He really feels called to go back and visit them, and yet, again and again, Satan blocked his way. Question: why does God allow that? What's going on? Well, the important thing to understand is that this is not a battle between two equal and opposite forces, one of good and one of evil. This isn't Satan winning, somehow getting the better of God. This is God using Satan, yeah, even him, as a tool, like a piece of sandpaper in our lives, shaping us, refining us. Remember this, no matter what's going on, no matter how confusing or perplexing it may be, God is still in control. That's his word. Fresh for you today.